Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
sing it,
and you can't find me nowhere,
nowhere.
Come on up to glory,
glory.
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. He will also be presenting our words of encouragement for today. You guys are in for a treat. Please stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Bradshaw, you are on the air.
Good morning, everybody, everywhere. And as they used to say a long time ago, great day in the morning. Well, it's raining here in Atlanta, Georgia, in Riverdale. And the reason why I said Riverdale instead of Atlanta, Georgia, because it may not be raining somewhere in Georgia. But that's the way it goes down here in the South. And so we're just glad to have you on our program this morning on August 2021, on this Tuesday, on the 3rd of August. Back to school, of course, one of our prayer calls will be that our parents will make it through the school year, that our students, many are starting back in kindergarten, daycare, and in a higher grade. And so be safe on the road. Pay attention to the buses, especially when that little old arm goes out to tell you to stop. Don't try to go around it. You're not in that big a hurry. If you're in that big a hurry, you got to go to the probation office, you should have got up early and try to make it. So don't run past a school bus just to try to get to work on time and all those kind of things. Get up in time to get where you're going to go. One of the things I'm so grateful for about the guys who are on this program, or our ministers that's on this program, is that they're so active in everybody's, in people's spiritual life, not only just on this program at 7 o'clock. And I found out that most of the guys that I have on the program, we don't want to get up at 7 o'clock. And Brother Jones gets up at 6 o'clock because his time is on to be on the program. But this morning is normally Patrick Matlock, a great gospel preacher, a young man that I really love. I love his family. I know his family. Went to school with his father back in the day, and just talked to him a couple of weeks ago. But this morning he had a very important call to go to the hospice to see somebody, to see one of his members there. And so that's the reason why that I'm in his place today. He will be taking my place on tomorrow, on Wednesday. He would do the program tomorrow. So I'm just more than happy to switch or flip-flop or whatever we have to do to make the program do what it do. And especially to be in prayer for with him on the highway. I was talking to him a while ago. He's on the road going to visit somebody who this is the only opportunity that you have. And you have to go when they say go. And that's one thing that has been taken away from us as ministers, is that we just can't pop up in a hospital like we used to. Matter of fact, we used to have bases and everything that said clergy and ministers and things of that sort. And we used to have some issues with that with some members. They say, you member of Church of Christ, and you're going to park where it says pastor? Yeah, I ain't going to walk away from down the end of the parking lot back up to the front door, because it don't mean a thing. So, but anyway. So Brother Patrick Matlock is doing his ministerial duties and responsibilities early this morning, even before he participates in another part of his activity for today. So keep him in the prayer and keep him in the family. Keep the family in prayer, of which he's going to visit today. So we're just so thankful for the faithful and dedication of the guys who are on this program. And as we said before, all of us are ready to assist in doing another day, changing another day, or whatever it might be. Well, one of the first things that we need to know about the Bible is that we believe the Bible to be, of course, the Word of God. In 2 Timothy 2 and verse number 15, the Bible commands us to study, to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needs not be ashamed, but rightly dividing of the Word of God. And I want to put emphasis on rightly dividing the Word of God. Don't divide it. Don't try to divide the Word because of our emotions or to fit our situation. Matter of fact, a lot of people try to get the Bible to fit their situation, but that's not going to work. And then in 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 and 17, he says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished into every and all good works. In 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse number 3, the Bible said he has given us all things pertaining unto life and godliness. We're not looking for any new revelation, any more books, any more word from the Lord from that standpoint, because if you want to know what's on God's mind, read the Bible. If you want to know what God feels about a particular issue or situation, read the Bible. Don't ignore the Bible and say, well, that happened over 2,000 years ago and it does not apply today. It really is, it really applies today, just like today's newspaper. So don't ignore the Bible when it tells you about certain issues. And then he says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 3, he has given us all things pertaining unto life and godliness. Somebody says, well, Brother Bradshaw, have you heard anything about the lost Bibles and some lost books and everything? So we don't have the complete Bible. We don't have the complete revelation of God. I got an announcement for you. don't find the other books. I'm having a lot of, I'm struggling with the ones that we already done found, so don't dig them up. And then he says in John 12 and verse 48, he that rejected me and receiveth not my words hath one to judge him. For the words that I've spoken unto him, the same shall judge him in the last day. How are we going to be judged? We're going to be judged by the book. Well, suppose all the books are burned. Suppose all the Bibles that we know of today come up missing. What's going to happen in the day of judgment? Well, one of the fortunate things for some and unfortunate things for others is that the Bible is in the mind of God. Burn all the books you want. Burn all the Bibles that you need. But it is penned in the mind of God. And so it's not something that we're dependent on the written page. It's in the mind of God. And then he says in 2 Corinthians 13, 2 Corinthians 13, verse number 5, he says, examine yourself and see whether or not you be of the faith. He said, prove your own self. So that's what he wants us to do. Not look at others all the time, but look at yourself every once in a while. And then in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through 7, he says, I marvel that you so soon removed from him, from the grace of Christ, unto another gospel, which is not another. But there be some who would trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we and the angel from heaven preach in the gospel new than that which you receive, let him be accursed. As I said before, so say I now again, if any man preach in the gospel new than that you receive, he said, let him be accursed. For do I seek to sway men, or do I seek to sway God? If I seek to sway men, I should not be the servant of God. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel is preached to me unto you. I did not receive it a man, neither was I taught it a man, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Mankind needs salvation, no doubt. Mankind needs salvation. In Acts chapter 4 and verse number 12, and also in James chapter 1 and verses number 21, salvation is found in Christ Jesus. And if mankind needs salvation, and this is the whole key. This is what we're talking about. We're not talking only what you can do in this life. We're not only talking about how you can conduct yourself or how you become a better citizen or something. So, matter of fact, if you read the Bible, I guarantee you'd be a better citizen. If you just read instead of the Bible, I guarantee you'd be a better human being, just a better person. If you apply it, you become a better wife. You become a better husband. You become a better son or daughter, grandkids, great-grandkids, or whatever it might be. I guarantee you that if you read the Bible and you apply the Bible, then you won't hear all of this robbing, stealing, breaking in, sliding in your car, sliding out of somebody else's car, all of those kind of things. The Bible will prevent that. It would lay that to the side. And somebody said, well, you know, King James, the one wrote the Bible, God didn't write the Bible. You know, at this particular point, I say to you, it don't matter who wrote the Bible. I know God wrote it, and I know God was inspiration in the Holy Spirit. But I tell you what, the words that are written in this Bible will cause you to be a better person. You won't hate like you hate. You won't be sneaking around like you're sneaking around. Because of the word of God. And so therefore, mankind needs salvation. And we're talking about the afterlife. We're not only talking about now and today on the 3rd of 2021, but we're talking about something that's going to get you out on the outside of the atmosphere, the another world. And that's why we need to be concerned about life and death and our eternal destination, because that's going to play a very, very important part when we get ready to leave this place. And there are three things that we need to study about, and that is life, death, and our eternal destiny. In Genesis 2 and verse number 7, he says, and God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. In Psalm 139 and verse number 14, he says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. So Jesus, God, brought us into this life. But one of the questions was, if a man dies, shall he live again? That question continues to be asked in Job 14, verse 14. He says, if a man die, shall he live again? And according to Hebrews 9, verse number 27, he said, it is appointed once unto a man to die, and after that comes the judgment. Then in Ecclesiastes 12, verse number 7, he said, then shall the dust return to the earth, and the spirit has gone back to God who gave it. And then in Titus 2, 11 and 12, he said, for the grace of God, bringing salvation, had appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, that we should live soberly, righteously, godly in this present world, looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of God Almighty. And then he says, our destiny in 1 Thessalonians 1, 7 through 9, to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. But he said there is hope if you obey the gospel, if you do what he says, if you study your Bible, if you apply the Bible. He said in John 14, verse 1 through 6, he says, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go, I shall come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Thomas said, Lord, we know not where you go. But Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father except by me. And so mankind needs salvation. And then one, the last thought is in Psalm 90, verse 12. He said, so since we are aware of this, he says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Now that we know that sin exists, now that we know the results of sin, and now we know that the destruction of sin, he says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Jesus loved you. He died for you, and he's coming again, and try to have a super-duper day.